So sometimes I feel like there's lots of pressure about the future, like success in life. I actually think my transition to college was fairly smooth, successful so to speak. But still, going to college made me see how the system isn't set up for all of us.
Like, on the first day of school, when I went to the building, I went to the first elevator. I saw and I realized that I couldn't reach the bottom. The elevator buttons were above my head. It was the first wall that I hit. Like, how am I going to get up the stairs? I need to get upstairs to attend the class. So I had to wait for someone even to walk by. Then I had to ask them to push the button for me.
Or another thing. At the college, they have this access center. It's like a place where they deal with accessibility issues in general, and you have your own facilitator that you go to. But even with the access center, I still had to be proactive. Every time I start new classes, I have to make sure that they send over equipment that I need to that specific classroom. I also need to send an accommodation letter to all my professors to let them know that I need support. It was a lot of extra work for me.
You would just learn as you go, and you have to adapt. There are things that happen that you just have to be kind of prepared for. Like, just prepare to know that you're going to be hit with something that makes you uncomfortable. I don't want to sugarcoat this, because sometimes you stand out against your will, right? I'm literally the only person with a visible disability in my residence, so I stand out all the time. People stare at me because they're not used to people with disabilities.
Well, what independence looks like for people is different, and I think for me it's about knowing my limits, but also knowing there's always a safety net around me, like my parents or friends. But I also really want to challenge myself and get to the point where I can trust myself enough to be, like, living independently using my support workers only. So there's a bit of tension there.
And I have a partner, but I couldn't see myself living with them right now. I just don't want my partner to end up being my attendant care person. And I also wonder how I give myself space. I want to be able to get to that point before we decide to live together.
So if I imagine the future.
Well, I don't usually like to look at the future too much, because what I was told to picture is a textbook future, like have a job, live independently, get married, blah, 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 blah. I've always been taught from a young age that's the future. I feel like it's following a textbook because I've been socially conditioned to think that's the best future.
Honestly, it can be detrimental, I think, because the system tells us to be a cop, to be a teacher, to be this, a that, right? But most people don't fit in that box, especially people with quote unquote disabilities. It's just not fitting into the world, really, because the system isn't built for us at all.
If I imagine the future, I hope for a kinder society, where people can be recognized for their humanity rather than what they can contribute to society. And I don't have to constantly prove myself to people that I can function without being questioned, without being defined by my disability.